Brittany had previously driven a stick shift with the vehicle before, but it had been a long time, and it was like a real car, not my 1973 Volkswagen Camper, which is probably one of the most challenging stick shifts to drive, just because it's old and it's the stick shift's very far away from the transmission. You don't really know if you're in a gear or not. It's really easy to stall because not much power, especially on a hill. But we were about going to take a one-week camping trip around the peninsula in Washington State, and just in case something would happen to me where I couldn't drive, we want to just make sure that she could just do some basic, simple driving with it and not feel afraid. And so, you know, we went to a parking lot, and I, you know, let her drive, and I was just completely expecting that, you know, she's gonna stall and like maybe grind the gears. I told her it's okay, and you know, told myself, okay, don't make fun of her too much, because you know, I don't want her to give up on it. But shit, she like didn't stall at once. And then I was like, I set her up in different scenarios, trying to like get her reverse into a parking spot and even get her to stop in a little hill, and she didn't stall it. I was so impressed. I mean, I've been driving this thing. This is the car at 15 and a half I learned how to drive on. So I've been driving this car for a very, very long time, and I still stall it every once in a while. And so it would be, you know, normally once a month I try to take it out and do a loop around the neighborhood, which is about 3 miles, just to warm up the engine. And every once in a while she would want to, you know, do the drive. And this one time we were just on top of the hill, just coming out of our drive, and she stopped at the stop sign, and then she kind of got it in the intersection a little bit and completely stalled it. And I don't know if you've driven stick before, but you have confidence when you don't stall it, but then all of a sudden you start stalling it and your confidence goes in the drain. And so she was trying like 2-3 more times and kept stalling. And then there was a car that was coming like way down the road, and she was like freaking out, and she's like, oh my god, you gotta take over, oh my god, get out. She's like starting to get out of the car. I'm like, whoa, easy, calm down, just what I want you to do is just give it like 2 times more gas than you think you need to. It's gonna rev the engine a lot, but you'll go. And she did, and she recovered from it, and it did not regain her confidence. I don't think she ever drove it again after that. I think she, you know, we felt that she could do it in emergency situations, but she was done driving it for funsies. So instead she just enjoyed riding in the passenger seat.